here at the grand reopening of the REG Albert Lea biodiesel plant. With me is Jim Willers, who is a director of the United Soybean Board. Jim, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a farmer here about over by Sioux Falls, actually about 2.5 mile hour drive to the west of here. Mm-hmm. Raise corn and soybeans with my brother on a family farm corporation.
And what do you think about this plant reopening today?
Well, it's a great thing. You know, it's going to help Minnesota help meet the mandate. You know, in our Minnesota mandate, it's required that we produce so much biodiesel, and this will allow us to make sure we keep exceeding that amount and help keep our mandate in place in the state.
Well, you went and toured the plant. What did you think of it?
Well, I found out that it was in excellent condition when they closed it down, and the startup was way better than they thought, and they're very pleased, and it looks like it's a state-of-the-art facility, and they said in 6 months they're going to be a BQ9000 plant. It takes that long just to get the paperwork done, and they're meeting those standards now, but to get that piece of paper, it just takes that long, and it's going to be here for a long time to come the way it looks.
Well, and as you mentioned, Minnesota has been a leader in the use of biodiesel and requiring the use of biodiesel blends. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, it's a great thing. You know, I mean, back in, 2002, I believe, when we went for the mandate and we got it and we started out at 2%, now we're at 5%, and it's possible that it might be 10% as of the 1st of May of next year. We'll see how that turns out, because that's kind of up to the government to decide a little bit. It's in the hands of our governor now, but it will happen sooner or later, and then by the year 2015, we'll go to 20%.
Wow, you must be really proud.
Oh, we are. It's been a product has improved and gotten better, and we haven't had any issues at all about this for the last 2-3 years, and the industry is producing more now than it ever has before. I was told that in July it was 94,000 gallons, which means the pace is over 1 billion gallons. In a year, so we're producing in excess of what the RFS2 stated to be.
What a difference a year makes, right?
Oh, yes. that's a big difference. It'll be, by, I suppose, January, February, we'll be producing triple what we were a year ago.
Well, of course, I mean, what made the difference was getting that tax credit back, that tax incentive back at the end of the year. What do you think about that as far as the future is concerned?
Well, that's a good question, but this is, biodiesel, getting the tax credit through, is one of the best jobs program out there. This plant's put almost 25 to 30 people back to work. They claim there's usually 50 trucks come through here. You know, the spin-off effect of this plant creates almost about 2,000 jobs, I was told by this gal from the Department of Ag. So,
well, now that's the real point. When we talk about a jobs bill, when we talk about a jobs incentive, you can actually prove that you're creating jobs by that investment of having that tax incentive, right?
That's right, because between state and local taxes and federal taxes and the taxes that all the people pay from all the jobs is more than way more than what the tax credit is. So your return on investment for the government is just terrific with the biodiesel.
Now that's a stimulus bill.
That's a real stimulus bill, yes.
All right, anything else you'd like to add, Jim?
No, there was a good crowd here today, and I'm glad you came today, and I'm glad you're helping educate people along the way what's going on with the biodiesel. So thank you.
Well, like your sign says, we want to get the real story out there as far as biodiesel is concerned. And I wanted to mention, too, biodiesel being the only advanced biofuel that's commercially available, right?
Yes, they are. So far, they're the only advanced biofuel. And other fuels are working towards it. We are the only advanced biofuel right now, and that's very important.
That is very important.
Yeah, they claim this plant has energy efficiency, efficiency of 6-to-1 return. There's no other industry that can return that kind of energy efficiency.
All right, great. All right, thank you very much. Here at the grand reopening of REG Albert Lea biodiesel plant, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.